producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here, because next year is almost here. And if that matters to you and you want to have a healthier, happier new year, plan to go to some of these events that will empower you appropriately. We'll add them to the show notes shortly at robertscottbell.com. Welcome, my friends. I'll give you a few of these things before we get into Hillary Clinton and Alzheimer's this hour. It's just you and me. The phone number, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. You can always leave a message after hours, too. We'll get back to you or answer your question on the air. Get some questions of the day and comments. Looking forward to them. If I can't get them today, then tomorrow. Let's see. Upcoming, these are a few that I know of so far. We'll be adding more to the list, but get ready to write them down if you want. Southern California, Costa Mesa, to be specific. It's in the L.A. Basin, I guess, Orange County. The Cal Jam. California Jam 2016. It's not just for chiropractors, although our DCs from all over the world will be joining and jamming with Billy D and company. Ty Bollinger will be there, as well as I will be there. A lot of good folks will be there. March 18th, 19th, and 20th. And that's of 2016. The Total Health Conference in Toronto, Ontario. Yes, you heard that right. Canada. April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Total Health in Toronto, Canada. Looks like Robert Scott Bell Show making a visit to our frozen tundra friends from up north. Autism One, Tuesday, 2016. We're working on that. Hopefully we'll be able to be there again May 25th through 28th in Chicago, Illinois. The IAC Convention, those of you, International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, we got you on our list. And that's June 23rd through 25th in St. Petersburg, Florida. St. Pete, great place to be. And also back for the Homeoprophylaxis Conference Part 2, the Evidence-Based Choice. The 2016 conference is scheduled for St. Petersburg, Florida as well, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. Oh, man, you want to be in Florida in October. It's gorgeous right there in the water. Anyway, those are a few heads-ups for the new year. As I get more information on places that I plan to be, we'll let you know. We'll let you know, or just keep staying in tune with the show notes. Thanks to Op-Ed at Robert Scott Bell. RobertScottBell.com. And I'm sure that someone in this house is going, you didn't tell me about those dates. I'm just figuring them out now. That's why I'm talking about them. All right, what do we got? Let's see. We got Hillary Clinton. And if you want to send her a Christmas gift, something to stuff in her stockings, right? Hang it over the chimney with care. How about sending her some generic statin drugs? Yeah, why not? They're cheap, right? You don't have to go overseas to get them cheap. You can get them cheap here. They're generic, right? Why do I say send her statin drugs? Because I don't know her cholesterol levels, nor do I care, nor do I think she actually needs statin drugs, except in order to prop up what she's proposing, to spend $2 billion of your money annually, not just once, but every year, like, because we have enough money to spend. We have enough money to spare, right? $2 billion extra annually to fight Alzheimer's. This is what she said in Fairfield, Iowa on Tuesday. That's today, I think. She's going to roll out a plan to combat Alzheimer's disease. $2 billion. All we need is $2 billion. Hi, I'm Bill Clinton. Just Hillary, you can give me $2 billion. I'll take care of it. Annually to fight the disease. And research a cure, according to the Clinton aide. They've consulted with leading physicians. Remember what we said about leading experts last hour? And scientists to develop the plan. And we'll set a goal of making a cure for Alzheimer's a reality by 2025. You know what? A sucker is born every minute. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. And this is not being mean to families, right, who are suffering with family members with Alzheimer's. In fact, what's mean to them is to promise them a bogus search for a cure that will never be found, just like the search for cancer that they'll never find because it already exists and it's not in the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Quote from this article, "The best scientific minds tell us we have a real chance to make groundbreaking progress on curing this disease and relieving the pain so many families are suffering from every day. And my plan will set us on that course." Yes, it will. "My plan will set us on this course." I can't be as annoying as Hillary. "The proposal would be paid for by tax reform and other savings," right? To be named later. A player to be named later. 5 million people supposedly suffering. And Clinton claims that the $2 billion is not a random number. We didn't just pull that out of our Alzheimer's-laden hat. The Research Advisory Council to the congressionally backed National Plan to Address Alzheimer's Disease have said that $2 billion a year could make a cure possible by night. Oh, no, by 2025. That was before, 19-something. No. It could. It could. But then again, by that time, we'll need $4 billion a year. Have you followed this before, or are you a sucker for the phony charities trying to search for a cure? Now, I'm not saying everybody involved in the charity is trying to sucker you. A lot of them do believe it. They've been suckered, too. They've been duped, too. Alzheimer's disease caused by statin drugs. Alzheimer's disease caused by flu shots. Alzheimer's disease caused by aluminum. Fluoride. Say no more. No, I will say more. Super Don's not here. I have to say more. Clinton is a stooge for Big Pharma. You dunderheaded Democrats with, "Oh, Hillary, yes, she's the greatest." Or if at least she's not as bad as whoever you say is worse. She's in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and she doesn't give a flip. If she did, she would speak truth to power like the very few who have. She's not going to do that. She is part of the power structure. She's a war-making machine as well, and she wants a war on Alzheimer's. We already know how to cure it. We know how to reverse it. But you have to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and, you know, check out all the sites that are not beholden to interests that are limited by pharmaceutical interests. Another article here, linked up in the show notes, study: coconut oil improves cognitive functioning in Alzheimer's patients. How many billions do you need for coconut oil, Hillary Clinton? $2 billion? That should buy enough coconut oil for this planet and Pluto, which is not even a planet anymore because somehow it got Alzheimer's. I don't know. It was probably being given statin drugs. Coconut oil. How many studies have now come out that are going beyond anecdote, right? Oh, it's just anecdotal, coconut oil. Well, people are looking into this stuff. Green Med Info has a lot of things on this. Clinical trial in Spain published this month studying the effects of coconut oil on Alzheimer's, and the results look really promising. Another study in Florida is in process, should be published next year. A Spanish study has seen improvement in Alzheimer's disease patients using coconut oil. Varying ages and genders, with and without diabetes, and they're finding coconut oil is good. I love coconut oil. I'll do oil pulling with coconut oil. I'll take a tablespoon of coconut oil just for fun. We'll cook stuff in it. Coconut oil is awesome. They used cognitive testing on both control and intervention groups before and after the clinical trial to determine changes. The intervention group was fed 40 milliliters of coconut oil daily, which comes to about 2.7 tablespoons. The researchers noted among the intervention group fed coconut oil a statistically significant increase in test score, and therefore an improvement in cognitive status, improving especially women's diabetes, mellitus type 2, and severe patients. The Spanish researchers concluded, get this, "This study, although preliminary, demonstrated the positive influence of coconut oil at the cognitive level of patients with Alzheimer's, this improvement being dependent on sex presence or absence of diabetes and degree of dementia. while Alzheimer's drugs that Hillary wants to support, an epic failure. Lipitor, oh yeah, we can market that for Alzheimer's. Oh wait a second, Lipitor causes it. Remember the book Lipitor, Thief of Memory, written by a PhD doctor astronaut guy of NASA. Lipitor, Thief of Memory. Look it up. I'm not making that up. Statins, designed to lower cholesterol drugs. Man, oh man. About one out of every four Americans over age 55 is taking a statin drug. It's Alzheimer's induction. You are on statins, folks. You are not far from developing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. Now, men, on prostate treatment. I had a call today. I talked to somebody off the air about this. He was worried about his PSA. Didn't want to do those nasty things. You know, so I said, selenium, 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 selenium. He said somebody had used colloidal silver or silver hydrosol because they found he had an infectious issue with the prostate, and that reversed it. But selenium is big time important here. But if you're on a prostate cancer treatment, one particular kind is noted to induce or increase your risk of Alzheimer's. The therapies that suppress male hormones or androgens, they use them to treat prostate cancer. But these androgen deprivation therapies, they of course include sexual issues and problems, weakened bones, mood swings, loss of muscle and strength. And now they're thinking, well, we maybe need to add Alzheimer's disease to that list of side effects due to androgen suppression therapies for prostate issues. Remember, if you do nothing for prostate cancer, you will likely die of something else. You'll outlive the prostate cancer. It's such a slow-moving cancer. But if you do selenium, if you do chromium, if you do silicon, if you detoxify, if you eat cleaner foods, if you exercise, if you remain hydrated, get on the Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. Hydration is huge, much less the molecular hydrogen. Rocking those hydroxyl radicals and floating them on out of the body. Amazing things you can do here. And you can do there where you are because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is what we do. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Tell your friends. Heck, tell your enemies. They may become your friends. They'll thank you for it. RobertScottBell.com is the website, out through GCN or Syndicator. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Talk Network, Epic Times, and across the pond, UK Health Radio. But RobertScottBell.com, that's the home. You can see it. I'll be linking some more of the show notes with the archived updates as well, hopefully after the show tonight. We got an FDA lifting a 30-year ban on something. It's a controversy. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of it after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, I was just thinking of what Hillary Clinton could support if she wanted to do really something good for Alzheimer's. Remember we had Chris Exley on, Professor Exley from, not Professor X from the X-Men, Professor Chris Exley, and he's a terrific guy who's really doing great research on aluminum and silicon. And silicon we use as a supplement here. He's utilizing it in a liquid form, a water form, on Alzheimer's patients and seeing a mass detoxification of aluminum and reversals of Alzheimer's. And I just added to the mix up on Facebook. I'll send it out through Twitter as well, that if you really want to support somebody who's doing legitimate research into Alzheimer's and its reversal, Chris actually is a guy to go with. And appreciate him. We'll have to get him back on after all these Alzheimer's stories today. Hillary doesn't get it, though. She may get it. I mean, but you know what I mean. It's a different story. All right. Now, a controversial story. We don't shy from controversy here on the Robert Scadbell Show. The Fear and Death Administration has recently lifted a ban on blood donations by gay men, right? Gay and bisexual men who have abstained from sex for 1 year will now be allowed to donate blood in the United States. The FDA announced this just on Monday, yesterday. It reverses a three-decades-old ban on donations from this group, and it traces back to the start of the so-called AIDS epidemic. Now, here's the thing. If you believe, as the FDA does, as most people do, that HIV is real and the tests actually detect it, and that this is a blood-borne or blood-transmitted, sexually transmitted disease that can kill you in terms of destroying your immune system. How is it that you can lift this ban I made some suppositions, some presuppositions based on beliefs. For those that believe this, if they really believed it, how could they justify reversing the ban on gay men who are supposedly the highest risk because of the activities, based on a self-reporting that they haven't done those activities for the last year? I mean that's kind of like TSA security, right? Are you carrying a bomb in your luggage? No, of course not. Well, come on through. Self-reporting. Now, I'm going to go to the other side of the equation here and recognize, as we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, although some may not be up to speed on this, that HIV has never been proven to cause anything in anyone, anywhere. That there's no test for HIV. Oh, yeah, they'll call it an HIV test, but that doesn't make it an HIV test. It has no standard. It's interpreted, ultimately, the test results are interpreted by basically questioning in the same way those who receive your blood will question you. Have you had this type of sexual activity with the same gender as a male in the last year or not? And you'll answer yes or no. And they'll go, okay, you can donate blood, or no, you can't. And that's the same way, ultimately, they'll determine whether we're not sure if your test is positive. Well, let me ask you some questions then. How are we going to, well, are you African-American, and do you live in an inner city? Oh, well, then it must be a positive test. Are you a single white female from the suburbs? Oh, well, that's clearly a false positive. This is the science behind HIV tests. They're cross-reactive. They're nonspecific. They can react to, 120 different things. We've said it many times. Go back, listen to the archives, including flu shots. If you had the flu recently, if you had a cold or a cough, you had an outbreak of shingles, chickenpox, whatever, you could be pregnant, and it will say that you have HIV, right? This is how accurate that test is. Again, a test with no standard. How do you claim it's actually a test for the thing that you have no standard to test for? So, again, the two issues on this controversial topic is, if you believe that HIV is real and that there's a test for it and that it causes this deadly disease and it's likely, more likely than ever, to happen in homosexual men, how can you lift the ban just on self-reporting that they haven't been engaged in a certain behavior that they say, that you say is risky, versus acknowledging what we say, that the whole ban idea is silly, although what isn't silly is assessing the general health of anybody who wishes to donate blood. Talk to me about your real history, real sexually transmitted diseases. Have you been on antibiotics? If so, how many times? Have you been on inhalant drugs? Have you been on any immunosuppressant drug? Talk to me about that, and then we can make an educated, informed, and logical decision about who should or should not be donating blood. By the way, you can use an isotonic solution of coconut water or isotonic solution of seawater, which was done in World War II, to replenish the blood plasma without having to get in anybody else's blood. Oh, that's the rest of the story, isn't it? That's the unofficial story. Well, we've got more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
866-939-BELL. And that is robertscottbell.com for the show notes. Links are up. And I mentioned some upcoming events in 2016. I plan to add them into the notes as well, so we'll have them there for you. Check it out. See if you can attend any of the events. First one up officially right now that I know of is the Cal Jam in Southern California in March. That's going to be a great event, not just for doctors of chiropractic, or although focused there, but it's a great crowd, a rocking crowd, and we'll have a good time. I'm looking forward to that, seeing our friends on the West Coast. If there's something else we can build around that trip, let me know. If you're out in Southern California, we hope to see you. Okay, it's been a while. It's been a while. Also, our Fridays now are now known as Detoxify Fridays. Just so you know, where's Dr. King? Well, Dr. King's still with us. He's on once a month. First Friday, typically, of the month, and we do our Healing Revolution Fridays together because Dr. King is so busy, and now he's hosting his own show up there in Asheville, North Carolina, which is cool. And we have Detoxify Fridays with Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox. And those of you who have not done so already, your time window is collapsing, right? The space-time continuum collapsing. Go get it. Well, go get what? His new book, Healthy to 100. It's available as a free ebook download at docofdetox.com up until January 2nd of 2016. No excuses there. Download the book, Healthy to 100. Also, he has a place where he's training folks on-site and eventually through different distance or correspondence courses via distance learning. But I want you to plug into this, especially my Canadian friends, but not limited to that. He's doing extraordinary work. The more I learn about the Doc of Detox, Daryl Wolf, the more blown away I am by his commitment to healing, his fearlessness, his tenacity, his directness. And we have planned a special Christmas Day episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show and Detoxify Friday. So, yes, we got a brand new show planned for you on Christmas Day to bring broadcast healing to you. But check out his training website. Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. I just want to make sure you're plugged into these things, these abilities. Those of you who have a mission to heal and you've been called, you just don't know which way to go. Perhaps that is the way you're being drawn. And every opportunity I have to let you know, and over the years we have, different ways to go about formalizing, you know, some way of bringing those gifts that you have, that are yours by virtue of your birth, out to the world to help folks in need. And also help yourself. I mean, the wounded healer is a very real thing. And we all carry wounds, and looking for ways to undo those things or out-create them, however you want to look at that. That's a cool thing. Now, every Thursday we do what's known as the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore, a dear friend of mine, you know. He's very committed to take on the political establishment, the bureaucratic oligarchy. And it gets pretty intense. And I know some of my listeners that are like, I'm into it when you do health and healing. I don't like it when you do politics and economics. Well, listen, we got to talk about what's going on inside the Beltway occasionally. So 1 hour a week, we get an intense, discussion. And you got to realize Jonathan E. Moore operates in such places that I would not tread. I would not go if I didn't have to. And that is, you know, right in the belly of the beast. And he tackles these things politically. And, you know, he's very committed to a more conservative constitutional approach. And, you know, in many ways I am too. We're really liberty-minded, libertarian-minded, although that, you know, these political labels get a little convoluted. You know, not everybody abides by whatever definition you're supposed to agree with on all of these things. But I'm here. Super Don is not. He's at a surprise party for his sister-in-law. So he sent this message. He said, hey, cover this. Do you want to get a little political? I said, no, I don't really want to. But it's about Star Wars. I said, well, okay. Natural News has a piece sure to annoy an Obama-loving friend. Top 10 ways the Obama regime resembles the evil empire from Star Wars. Dun, 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 dun. okay. The Force is awakening. Listen, you know what I would say about this? I'm going to get into some of this with you. that it is not an exclusive domain of Obama. We've seen Clinton do it. We've seen Bush do it. The more and more power being collected in the executive branch, it moves liberal or conservative. The Hegelian dialectic does not care. It shifts from left to right, back to left again. Occasionally it drops in the center for those of you who need that when you vote for president. But the reality is the game is rigged. You know that. Come on, tell me I'm wrong. Or else Ron Paul would be president right now. Obama as Lord of the Universe. Mr. I've got a pen and a phone has often made it clear that, quite clear, if he had his way, he would rule completely without Congress or the federal court stopping him. Well, that's just not the way it's supposed to be done here in the United States. I know he'd like to. But then again, there are other executive branchers that said that too. What was it? Bill Clinton said, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. I'll say, well, he didn't mean it that way. Listen, I'm talking to any president who gets in there that is not rooted in principles, constitutionally limited government, is going to find a way to grow this thing, is going to find a way to increase power, is going to find a way to spend more. And it looks like the Paul Ryan-led House of Representatives just did exactly what the Democrats would do. No different. $1.2 plus trillion dollars of new spending. Printing money we don't have, because you can make it up as you go. Number two on the list of how Obama supposedly is like the evil empire from Star Wars. Imperial president. And this sort of plays on the first one. Obama's executive actions on immigration and climate change in violation of federal law, as well as the manner which the then Democratic majority in the Senate helped him ram through sycophantic judges on the D.C. Circuit Court. Right? But again, Republicans do the same thing. You know, you may lean a little bit more Republican than Democrat or vice versa. You're going to find, well, this guy's better, this gal's worse, whatever. But we have a bureaucratic oligarchy, and by and large, the judiciary falls right in line with the executive emperor status, with very few exceptions. How about the regulations? Obama, as emperor wannabe, ignores the legislative branch, uses his pen and phone to pass executive orders. See, a lot of these play on the same theme here. Opposing good. What does that mean? Well, in Star Wars, there's a dark side established in opposition to the Jedi Knights, a force for good and justice. Obama clearly on the dark side, which represents oppression of political opposition and those who speak. They reek of reaffirming traditional American values. Ooh, that reeks, right? The good things that our country was founded upon. No, not slavery. The good things we're talking about. Individual liberty. Opposing that because you're a collectivist. The scheming leader. The only thing I have problem with this is that it just plays right into the Hegelian dialectic. Let's be honest about this. Even though we're no fans of Obama here, if you just simply bring this up, then somebody on the left says in a knee-jerk reactionary sort of way, well, what about Bush? And I just want to say, yeah, Bush too, okay? Bush 1 and 2 in many ways. Although evidently Bush 1 had the sense of not to remove Saddam Hussein, from his political seat of power, because he knew at some level the resulting chaos that would ensue. And this is what we do. Regime change. The foreign policy, not really better than Bush. Is he power mad, like Darth Sidious or Chancellor Palpatine? Obama has made requests for what? Well, the law of necessity, or let me just say it this way, the rule of necessity has no law. And that's why I'm expanding this to anybody in the executive branch that continues the state of emergency that began, I believe, in 1933 with the declared bankruptcy of the United States, because it basically was printing up more money than it had gold to back it up. And that's where fractional reserve banking got its unofficial start. And of course, when Nixon closed the gold window, the breakdown of Bretton Woods, then it was all bets are off. And again, Republicans have taken advantage of that as much as Democrats. Again, that's not the popular way to do it because, oh my gosh, he's not full lock, stock, and barrel for whoever's on the Republican side. No, I'm not. Any more than I'm going to say Obama is the only guy that's done this. But he's currently the guy doing it, so we can't ignore that. How about using conflict to gather power? Never let a crisis go to waste. Obama's intentional illegal executive amnesty has pushed to admit hundreds or thousands of potential terrorists, we don't know, posing as refugees. They admit, the FBI says, we can't screen them. And then I've got liberal friends that say, you're just evil because you referenced the potential onslaught, if I can call it that. Maybe that's a nasty word to say, of Syrian refugees as potential pathogens or toxins. It's like, how dare you refer to a person as a toxin? I wasn't saying specifically. I just said that an organism, in order for it to survive, has to determine what is supportive of the whole and that which could potentially be detrimental to it. That's not wrong to do that. That's not evil. That's not racist to do that. That's a survival mechanism that is appropriate. How about weakening the military? I don't know. I'm not even going to go there at this point. Understanding the masses. A frightened sheeple republic gladly handed over power to Palpatine in Star Wars on his promise of restoring order. Does Obama believe Americans in mass would react in the same way to ordered chaos he helped to create? Right? Will Americans finally give up their right to keep and bear arms with another shooting? Or like the disaster that happened recently in Las Vegas, where a woman drove her car onto the sidewalk and created mayhem, destruction, and death. Do we have Americans turning their cars next? Is that where this is going? No, it's about disarming Americans, because some believe on the left that firearms are only for hunting and that the right to keep and bear arms is not an individual right. It's a collective right, only if you're in a well-regulated militia. What does that mean in terms of the times then versus now? It's a completely different story. Number 10 on the list, feigning political dysfunction. Anakin Skywalker, who eventually became Darth Vader, discusses how in the midst of political disagreement, someone wise ought to be able to make decisions on behalf of what he feels is best for the people. The benevolent dictator, right? Never really works out that way. Albeit temporarily, there are times in history you'll say, oh, he was pretty good. She was okay. But really, do you want another ruler? Do you want another leader? Or do you want to live the life that you were truly designed by God to live? And that means you don't have to ask permission where none is required. And you never do, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back to wrap it up after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clarilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We've almost done it. A whole show without Super Don. We miss him. I know you do, too. Every time I do a show without Super Don, it's like, where's Super Don? Your humble and lovable producer, he's not with you. Well, he's partying with his sister-in-law. Surprise birthday party. I guess I can say it now. It's a surprise birthday party. Surprise! Because it's going on right now. And I mentioned earlier about the spoilers for Star Wars. My daughter, she's 10. And she, lack of a better word, what does a 10-year-old do? Blabs to her friend, hey, guess what happens in Star Wars? It happens, you know, it's like one of the seminal moments in Star Wars. She tells her friend who hadn't seen the movie. I'm like, oh, man, no, you didn't. Now, I was asking, what kind of punishment? What's an appropriate punishment? Is there one? You know, she feels guilty. She feels bad about it. Is that enough for a 10-year-old to stew and learn the law of silence? Because 10-year-old girls don't know about the law of silence. We try to teach them, but they're not real good at it. Am I saying the 10-year-old boys are better at it? I'm not going to make that statement. I don't know. I just have a 10-year-old girl. My boy is almost 16. He has learned. He's been there. Yeah, he's been there where he's talked and he shouldn't have. Now he's better about it. Takes some time and maturity. I realize that. But in Great Britain, they're using the 10-year-old little girl force against you, potentially. If you're thinking about it, and all my friends at UK Health Radio, you've probably seen this already. If you are a fare dodger, they call it a train fare dodger, and not Doug Dodger of the 21st and the third and a half century. No, this is a train fare dodger. What does that mean? It means you jump the turnstile. You somehow get on the train, you don't pay, you don't have a ticket, you haven't paid the fare. Now, normally they fine you, but they're really cracking down now in Great Britain. And Great Britain is so Star Wars crazy. Remember, they've listed Jedi Knight as an official religion along with Pastafarians. No, the Pastafarians are here in the United States, I think. Never mind. But an official religion is the Jedi Knight, the Order of the Jedi Knight. And if that's your religion, more power to you. I am all about, you've got to be for religious freedom. If you want the freedom to worship and believe as you choose, you've got to support even the things you think are the most absurd, as long as they don't violate your right to life, liberty, or property. Of course, our friends on the left, progressives, don't believe in your right to own property. Or if they do, they're paying lip service to it because they believe that's evil. They want centralized control. You know, Bernie Sanders, if you can like him about something, and I get hate mail every time I mention Bernie Sanders and I don't, you know, bow down. But the idea, it's not that corporations are evil. There are people who run corporations. Corporations are absolved of liability for their actions. They have limited liability, so people are hiding behind corporations and they do evil things because they've been shielded from liability. And when you shield a human from liability, there have been great many experiments done in lab and out in the real world to show you what evil people will visit on other people. And they may not be evil to begin with, but they become evil when there's no consequences, or their perception is there are no consequences for their action. So Great Britain has gone and done it. They have made it the worst fine possible. No, not the death penalty. But if they catch you fair jumping, they're going to reveal to you spoilers from Star Wars, The Force Awakens. That's right. Hurry up. If you want a fair jump, you better go see the movie, because if you don't, the next time you're caught fair jumping without a ticket on the London Underground, they are authorized to reveal every detail of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. No, run, hide, don't jump the fair until you've seen the movie. Then it's okay, but they'll still fine you. But at least they won't have ruined your experience for those who are so intent on seeing the new Star Wars movie without knowing what actually happens. Isn't that funny? I guess it's a tongue-in-cheek thing, I guess. But they're really into their Star Wars there in the United Kingdom. Hello, listening on UK Health Radio. I know you're usually a little bit behind. Not that you have a little behind. I didn't say that. It's just right. Your behind is lovely. No, I mean it. It's wonderful. It's perfect. Don't worry about it. See, without Super Don here, I got to be careful what I say. No one's here to watch out for me. You never know what's going to happen on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Well, listen, we have an incredible show tomorrow. Ty Bollinger's scheduled. TMB and RSV together again. The last Outside the Box for 2015. You don't want to miss that. We'll see what other exciting things are in or on the docket or schedule tomorrow. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. RobertScottBell.com, The Robert Scott Bell Show. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors to make this message. They do. They make this message possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. They deserve your thanks. And I'm thanking them all the time. RobertScottBell.com, back tomorrow for more powerful healing. Why? You know it. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, Get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.